Vintage Festival, Friday, Saturday, September 23rd, 24th, Cassidy Park, Bogalusa. Directions, tickets, and camping info, BogalusaBlues.com. BogalusaBlues.com.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
A lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Welcome to the Thursday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com. Congratulations are in order, Rude, on your new role.
Yeah, my new gig.
Yeah, man.
CDL yesterday, school bus driver. Pretty awesome, man. I got like the Doug Heffernan thing going on from King of Queens. So, except I'm transporting kids around, you know? So it's fun. Yeah. It's a good deal, man. It's a good deal.
That's awesome. If that doesn't work out, man, you could always get a job during Monday Night Football. I don't know if you heard what the big news out of that was this week, but
what, the old toot scoot boogie?
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that actually I got everyone doesn't know what we're talking about, let me go ahead and play that for you real quick. Let's see here. All right, here it is. This, I'm assuming, is pregame between the Bills and the Titans, so here you go.
Their quarterback is the most indefensible quarterback in the NFL. Now, the big change is the commitment to running the football. They believe that, one, it gives them peace to do it, and then, two, if they can, the impact it's going to have on their passing game.
Sometimes when you sneeze, man, it just takes over your body.
It just slips right out, doesn't it?
Old Dan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Do you think it was a real one, or was that him stuttering and, you know, went, or what do you think, man? What's your take on the fart heard around the world?
Man, I would like to talk to the people standing next to him to see if it was like a SBD silent, but well, it wasn't silent. Yeah. I just want to know if it was deadly. Cause I know the prior to that game in Buffalo, him and, Laura and, Mina, I think that's how you pronounce her name. They're an awesome crew for NFL Live, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I know they went around and they got like a bunch of different types of buffalo wings, hot wings, and buffalo. So that could have been an honorary one that he let out. So
could have been.
I don't know, man.
The guys there, the guys in the booth with them, it looked like they were trying as hard as they could not to start laughing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, you know, it didn't sound real, but man, I hope that if that was a real one, man, those mics are super sensitive, and he might need to rethink trying to let one slip during a broadcast.
Yeah, or wear a couple pairs of underwear to muffle that out, man.
Well, and I saw this also, and I don't know if you saw it because I didn't send it to you, but I'm going to share this with you real quick. And this is just unfortunate. All right. So I saw this headline today, and I'm like, well, number one, this happens all the time. And number two, I don't know if anybody needs to be put out on blast on the internet. But I saw this headline. It was from TotalProSports.com, and it was creepy Minnesota Vikings fan caught staring at attractive Eagles fan in yoga pants during the game. And whoever it was posted the picture on I guess it was on Twitter. And it's an attractive young lady, and she's got her yoga pants on. She's standing up watching the game, and there's a Vikings fan down the row who it looks like he's looking at her rear end. And I'm like, you know, number one, does that really necessitate being put on blast and, you know, and go viral?
No, I'm going to tell you something. You know, they wear them for a reason. Number one. Number two, I hate to break it to you, but that's just how guys are hardwired, man. Yeah. They are made that way when they're in the womb. And also, yeah, you know, are we gonna? That's like the tattletale kid, you know. I mean, yeah, he got caught looking at some chick's butt.
Yeah.
It happens every day, man. Every day. I mean.
And truthfully, it doesn't look like he's being creepy. He's just looking at her butt. And...
Yeah, I mean, the picture, you could take a picture of me when I'm sitting on the couch watching TV, and I could look creepy.
Right? Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just...
And I thought it was even worse. Like, the very first line of this article says, "We can only hope and pray that this man is not married, and if so, he will never experience peace another day in his life." Number one, you know, let's be honest. Married men look at other women. Mm-hmm. Happens. By the way, here's another groundbreaking revelation. Women look at men too.
Yeah.
And women look at women, and men look at men. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just the way it goes. Like, he's not really doing anything wrong. He's, you know, he wasn't, you know, being sexually inappropriate or anything like that. But
yeah,
you know, it's one thing to even post this as, you know, online. You know, maybe you post it to be funny, but the fact that somebody actually took the time to write an article about it is just mind blowing.
Yeah, I think they need to get blasted.
Right. You know, and then this dude's getting all kinds of grief over it. And for what? So what? Yeah. He looked at someone else's butt. Big deal. He didn't go up to her. He didn't grab it. He didn't, you know, do anything inappropriate. He just looked. Yeah. It happens every day.
Yeah, he's not Superman. He doesn't have like X-ray vision or like anything like that. So it's, you right. know, the only thing I see wrong with him is he's a Vikings fan. That's about it.
Exactly. Yeah, he's just and truthfully, when you look at the picture, you can't necessarily say that he's looking at her butt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. It's just wow, what a world we live in these days. That necessitates an actual article. That's crazy. So, all right. Well, let's take a break, and we need to pay some bills. And we've got Thursday night football tonight, so I know you're excited. You got the Steelers and the Browns, and we got some LSU news, Saints news. So don't anybody go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Evelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Evelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Evelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876. Or find us on the web at effelinas.com.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Back with more of the Something to Say radio show. And we've been talking a lot about Phoenix Suns and WNBA Phoenix Mercury owner Robert Sarver since he got his 1-year suspension and $10 million fine by the NBA for his inappropriate comments and sexually inappropriate comments as well. Well, we keep talking about how there's more and more fallout from it. And we talked, was it a couple days ago, about Draymond Green's comments that it should be put to a vote before he was reinstated to the NBA. Excuse me. But it's not going to come to that because it was announced yesterday that Robert Sarver has begun the process of selling the Sun and the Mercury franchises.
Yeah. And then he's going to go climb in a hole so he can be racist in there.
Exactly. If you missed it, he had he was suspended for comments of saying the NBA investigation found that he used the N-word at least 5 times when recounting the statements of others, which I don't even understand why you would bring that into the fold at any point in time, but, you know, whatever. And then also instances of inequitable conduct toward female employees, including sexually related comments and inappropriate comments on employees' appearances. I think this is probably the best thing that can possibly happen. He was quoted as saying, as a man of faith, there we go. Everybody finds faith when they've messed up. As a man of faith, I believe in atonement and the path to forgiveness. He said in a statement on Wednesday, I expected that the commissioner's 1-year suspension would provide the time for me to focus, make amends, and remove my personal controversy from the teams that I and so many fans love. But in our current unforgiving climate, it has become painfully clear that is no longer possible, that whatever good I have done or could still do is outweighed by things I have said in the past. For those reasons, I am beginning the process of seeking buyers for the Suns and the Mercury. And NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said he, quote unquote, fully supports the decision by Sarver to sell the teams.
Of course he does.
Yep. And he also said this is the right next step for the organization and the community. Yeah, I'm sure he is. He's happy as a clam.
Yeah. And what a crutch. What a crutch to lean on. Faith.
Yep.
You know, it's it's unbelievable, exactly. Man.
Well, how could I possibly have done something wrong if I'm a man of faith? Well, you know, that happens all the time.
Yeah. Talk to some priests, you know.
Right. And the other part of it is such a Weasley way out of him saying, you know, he was going to make amends during this year and do all the right things, make all the right moves. But then to say, well, in our unforgiving climate of society, that it's no longer possible for him to do that. What a bunch of BS. That's what it's called, is there's consequences for your actions.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can say that the 1 year and $10 million is a consequence of his actions, but sometimes it goes further than that. And when this first came out, you know, you and I both talked about, there's a lot more that's going to come out from this. It's not just going to be, oh, he was suspended and he got a fine. It's not going to be that.
Right.
But to say, oh, well, people aren't forgiving anymore. Well, boo hoo,
mm-hmm.
boo hoo. You know,
yeah, quit being a racist SOB, right. You
no
know,
kidding, exactly. You know, start there and you know, sell the team off and you know, try to make amends on your own, and don't make it out to be that you're playing the victim,
right? And I want to, you know, I'd like to see if how many times this dude goes to church, you know, because of the
there you go,
faith.
Right.
You know, yeah, right.
Maybe he listens to Faith by George Michael a lot, and so yeah, he's got it.
No, he's racist, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So,
that's true.
Yeah, you can't. George Michael, love the guy. I remember a little side bit, we'd be heading down to the landing in my Trans Am back in the day, and
yeah.
I'd have some Faith playing and some other George Michael hits. Monkey, for one, is a game changer. But yeah, it was awesome. Love George Michael. Let's proceed.
Absolutely. Well, and unfortunately for Tiger fans, LSU has been placed on probation. NCAA placed him on probation, and they did accept the school's self-imposed penalties over recruiting violations that came out this morning. They placed LSU's football program on 1 year probation, issued a 3-year show clause against a former assistant coach who says it admitted to meeting with a prospect and giving them team gear during COVID-19 recruiting dead period. The offensive line coach James Craig, they had fired in June of 2021 after he admitted violating the NCAA rules, And on August 25th, the Louisiana judge awarded him nearly $500,000 after ruling that LSU had terminated the contract without cause. At this time, the university is planned to appeal that ruling, but apparently what had happened was a mom had got a group of recruits, brought them to, I'm just kind of paraphrasing this, made an informal visit to LSU in September of 2020, and the LSU officials met with the football coaches, including Craig, emphasizing that the staff could not have any in-person contact with any recruits. The woman then asked him for recommendations on possible neighborhoods to move to in Baton Rouge, and the assistant coach recommended several neighborhoods, including his own, provided directions to his neighborhood, and arranged to greet the prospect and his family as they drove through the neighborhood and violated the dead period rules. During that encounter with the prospect and his family, coach also provided the prospect with a bag of used LSU gear he had gathered from his house before he left, which violated NCAA rules prohibiting recruiting inducements. So I don't know. I guess they're on probation. They can still play. Can't they still play in a bowl game if they're on probation or no? I'm not sure how that works.
I think they still can, I want to say. I'm not sure, man. I have to double check that.
Well, they got some other issues going on too, because they received a notice on March 8th that they had 8 alleged Level 1 rule violations, and most of them are on the basketball team, which is why Will Wade was let go. But there's, I think there was one on the football team as well. So that all that has to shake out still too. And then one of the Level 2 violations was when Odell Beckham Jr. started handing out money after they won the national championship at the Superdome a couple of years ago. That's a no-no.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't do that. I heard something about him, one of the teams that he's wanting to go to, and that's the Rams. I forget the middle team, and the last team was Buffalo, man. And man, as much as I like Buffalo and would like to, I think he'd be a poison up there, man. Because he's going to want the ball every play, and they really don't need him, man. Diggs doesn't need, he don't need that, because Knox is a nice catching, pass catching tight end. So
yeah,
don't get him.
No, I think they're better off without him too. So, all right, well, let's take a break. We got to get some news, and we got some more. We got some football to talk about with Saints and some Thursday night football. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Shed a tear 'cause I'm missing you. I'm still all right.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
The 14th Annual Oak Street Po' Boy Festival, presented by Tony Shasheries, will offer up another heaping portion of delicious food and music on Sunday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This fest will feature over 40 food vendors, some of the best local music and art market, kids zone, and VIP hospitality areas. Entrance to this event is free, however, a wristband is required to purchase from our food vendors. A portion of wristband sales benefits our nonprofit partner, Son of a Saint. For more information and to purchase wristbands, please visit PoBoyFest.com.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5 touchdown, Louisiana.
follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for Ragin' Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
On October 15th, the Southern Food and Beverage Museum debuts its newest exhibit, Honey Dripper 84, a celebration of juke joints and their culture. The opening event will feature Matthew and Tia Rayford, chefs from Brunswick, Georgia, with a long history of juke joint cooking. And they're excited to bring to you...
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Baton Rouge police addressed questions from the media concerning the status of the Allie Rice case, the 21-year-old LSU senior who was gunned down last Friday. BRPD was questioned about an eyewitness who claims no one would take his report. Lieutenant Kevin Hines responded to that question when asked if BRPD is taking the case seriously.
I'll absolutely respond to that. If anybody thinks that we're not taking any of these cases serious, they are gravely mistaken. If there's a witness out there that feels as though we haven't taken his report, that haven't taken his side of the story, he needs to get in touch with us.
Combined rewards for Allie's killer are up to $37,500. SWEPCO is constructing its first solar farm to supply customers in North Caddo Parish with renewable energy. PSC Commissioner Foster Campbell praised the utility provider's effort to help lower energy costs for some 12,000 homes.
It's clean. Everything about it is good. We're tickled to death and hope that the other utility companies in the state follow suit. They are. They're building them all around the state.
This is news from LRN.
Hey y'all, have some festival fun around the state. September 22nd through 25th, Alligator Festival in Luley. September 23rd through 25th, Cutoff Youth Center Hurricane Festival. September 24th, Shenanigans and Hooligans Celtic Fest in Ponchatoula. September 25th, Food Truck Festival in Gonzales. And September 28th through October 2nd, Tangipahoa Parish Fair in Ameet. So make your plans to Laissez-les Bon Temps Rouler.
This is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Plan your road trip at LouisianaIsATrip.com.
2022 is the summer of Tiger Rag Magazine.
Tiger Rag.
Pick up a copy of Tiger Rag Magazine and take LSU sports with you wherever your travels take you.
I love this time of year.
By the pool, at the beach, or wheels up to your favorite vacation getaway. It's the summer of Tiger Rag Magazine.
This summer, best thing ever.
Tiger Rag Magazine. On newsstands and connecting with you at TigerRag.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Efelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Efelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Efelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876. Or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. Coolcarafe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees, in 60 seconds. It's $40 at coolcarafe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10. Chill wine instantly with the Cool Carafe. CoolCaraffe.com is a Louisiana company. CoolCaraffe.com.
we got football tonight, and I know you're excited. You're gonna want to get home after getting the kids dropped off and get. Are you still making chili for? Was that tonight or was that yesterday?
Dude, it's cooking right now in the old crock pot, the Drew Barrymore crock pot. I must say that my wife made me purchase at Walmart.
Ooh. Does it have her face on it?
No, it's just got a nice little cursive B on it, and it matches her coffee pot. So, yeah, it's one of those. But it's a good little crock pot, and it's got some good little chili in there right now.
That's funny that you said that, because that was actually what I had planned on making this Sunday for the Saints game. I don't have a Drew Barrymore crock pot. I have a Saints crock pot.
Ooh.
So I'm thinking about. Thinking about doing a mix though of ground beef and ground bison.
Yeah, that'd be good. I got like 2.5 pounds of ground beef in here. I got some Rotel. I got some red and yellow peppers. I got a sweet yellow onion in there. Some tomato paste. Some bone broth. That's a little bit of a game changer. Then I seasoned it up with some smoked paprika, you know, chili powder.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I got some black beans in there. So it's pretty good. It's pretty much going to be the best chili probably ever made.
So tomorrow when we do the show, if there's it's not you doing that with your mouth, it'll actually be you.
Yeah, it'll be me and a little guy called Richard. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's funny. So what are you looking? What do you think are the things to watch for tonight with the Browns and the Steelers?
Well, I tell you one thing, buddy. The Steelers, they're gonna open up their playbook a little bit, because their offensive coordinator, they set him on fire after that loss. You're gonna see more passes downfield. You might see a couple interceptions from Trubisky just trying to compensate for, I mean, they're not going to be throwing so many passes in the backfield or, you know, snapping the ball and throwing like a quick screen to a receiver. Mm-hmm. There's going to be more downfield action, and hopefully Harris, our tailback, he can, eclipse 100 yards. You know, because he made some moves the other day that were pretty good. So I'm hoping they can win, man, because I don't like the Browns.
No.
And, you know, I hope they can massage this victory, you know.
I hear you. Well, and I think I think you're right. I think especially against a team like the Browns, who are in a disarray, you know, we were talking about them having – a toxic locker room and things like that. If you're going to open up the playbook, now's the time to do it. Because, you know, with them not being a cohesive unit, there's a really good chance of a lot of busted plays and a lot of busted coverages. And, you know, in talking about what the Steelers playbooked last week with, you know, what Trubisky threw 33 times and 21 of them were checkdowns. You can't have that. And for the first two games of the year, the longest reception that the Steelers have is a 32 yarder by the backup tight end. And when you've got Deontay Johnson and George Pickens and Chase Claypool and Najee Harris, that's not acceptable. You know, can't happen.
It's unreal, man. I was ready for him just to, you know, light it up, but it didn't happen. And I tell you one thing, if Watt wasn't, you know, hurt with that bicep or the pec rather, there'd be a lot of three and outs and there'd be some turnovers in this game. We wouldn't even be talking about it, because I think it would, you know, that dude is a game changer. I can't wait for him to come back.
Yeah, he definitely is. But I mean, they've got a good defense overall. And I think that's another thing too tonight. As long as they can keep the running game held in check for the Browns, man, they should walk away with it, because I don't trust Jacoby Brissett. I trust him a hell of a lot less than I trust Mitchell Trubisky. And you know, and that's talking, going back to the quarterback play too. If he doesn't produce tonight, it could be Kenny Pickett time in week four.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. I know. I understand that. And I hear you, but Trubisky, he's got the talent. He's just got to, something's not, you know, there, but I hope he can work it out, man. Cause, you know, I mean, having him and Mr. Small Hands, learning, you know, I think they're going to be, you know, a fairly good team, you know, if not this season or next season, but, you know, they got a great head coach. Tomlin's awesome. Oh, yeah. You know, he's
for sure.
Love that guy. But, yeah, man, I'm hoping our Steelers and our Saints and the Bills, I know the Bills are going to keep rolling, but
yeah,
we can rack up some W's, man.
We need them for sure. For sure. For sure. And looks like the Browns are going to be a little banged up too tonight. So that makes it better. Myles Garrett, he's going to play, but he's got neck issues. And I'm having that too. So if he's having anything like I'm having right now, I wouldn't want to play football. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
But Clowney is out, which I think we could call any of them on the team Clowney. Yeah. But him and Chase Winovich are both out. So, I think it's a good game for Najee Harris to go off. And you know, if he can go off, that'll open up the passing game tremendously because you get that play action going. And even maybe, you know, some QB option too, the run pass option, that could open up a lot too and get the ball, you know, push the ball down the field. Because I hope that the Steelers destroy them, but
yeah,
and we'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to wear a pair of boat shoes tonight just for good luck.
I think you should.
Yeah. And not to switch gears totally out. You talked about your neck pain. 3 days ago, I went and seen the old chiropractor and what an experience, man. It's been probably like 5 years since I've been to one, and I would regularly go to one before, but, I'm going to make it like a monthly deal. Yeah. Dude, I felt so great after leaving there, and you telling me that you've never been to one, dude, I can't wait for you to go to one and get tuned up and get straightened out. Cause man, I left that place feeling, you know, I was like moving my neck. Like I was out in the parking lot. They probably thought I was like dancing to something, man. But yeah, man, it's a game changer, dude. You need to get that hooked up, man. Cause I'm worried about your neck right now.
Yeah, it sucks. I pulled it again last night, just turning my head, to see what the dog was doing. Honestly, it's hell when you get old and you just turn your neck just to see what's going on. And it just felt like I got like an electric shock from like behind my ear all the way down my neck and through my shoulders. Man, it's killing me today.
Yeah. They get you fixed, man.
Yeah. I'm going to need to go do something. Talking about injuries, the injury report last night for the Saints, well, it looks a little better. Paulson Adebo, he finally practiced. That's the first time that he's practiced since the beginning of the season. And he was limited. And Kamara practiced, he was limited. Marcus May was limited. Jameis was limited. Ramchek, Taysom Hill, fullback Adam Prentice, and Traquan Smith and Deontay Hardy were all limited. So we need to get healthy before Sunday for sure. Cause we can't go through into this game without, if we miss all those guys, we're in trouble, even if it is the Panthers. And, as of right now, the Saints are three point favorites, in Carolina. Over under is 41, which I'll be honest with you, man, the way that both of these teams have been playing offensively the first two games of the season, that might be a stretch. You might have to think real long and hard about the 40 taking the under.
Yeah, man, that's a toss up there. I don't even know. I couldn't give you either or, bro.
Yeah. Let's see. Christian McCaffrey didn't practice yesterday, but that was because he had his Tom Brady day off. And let's see. The only other person limited was Dante Jackson. He has a hamstring, so we'll get a better picture today. Whenever the injury report comes out, we'll talk about that tomorrow. And of course, tomorrow we'll also give our predictions for week 3 of the NFL, and maybe throw some picks in too for some college.
Yeah, and maybe tomorrow we could do a little research this evening and see how our picks from last week turned out.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because I want to see if who got it, me or you. Who's the guy? Who's the guy? Bad guy.
I like it. All right, dude. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up. We'll do a little Florida Man, and we'll get on down the road. So don't anybody go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. The 14th Annual Oak Street Po'boy Festival, presented by Tony Shasheries, will offer up another heaping portion of delicious food and music on Sunday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This fest will feature over 40 food vendors, some of the best local music and art market, kids zone, and VIP hospitality areas. Entrance to this event is free, however, a wristband is required to purchase from our food vendors. A portion of wristband sales benefits our nonprofit partner, Son of a Saint. For more information and to purchase wristbands, please visit PoboyFest.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
The Funky Uncle Tipitinas and the New Orleans Jazz Museum invite you to join us to Get Her Mojo Working, a musical extravaganza to benefit Offbeat Magazine's publisher and editor-in-chief, Jan Ramsey, in her fight against lung cancer. The show will be October 2nd from noon until 10 p.m. at Tipitinas. There will be two stages, 14 bands, and all funds raised from the show will be donated to Jan and her fight against this terrible disease. Admission is by donation, and generous donations are very much appreciated. For more information, visit bit.ly/JanRamseyGoFundMe.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Escape is called the 164. Now Casey, she don't want to admit where she is from. And Casey, she wants to run, run, run. She's a punk rocker. She don't trust no one. On a South Bay bus.
All right, thanks for sticking around for more of the Something to Say radio show. Last segment of the evening, and it's Thursday, so you know we like to take that trip to Florida and check in on the good folks there and see what's happening. So without any further ado, here's a little Florida man.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right, so this isn't just Florida man, it is also Florida woman. And our first story, let's see, looks like it comes from St. Petersburg, and it's also from thesmokinggun.com. And the headline is, woman asked to be busted and cops grant request. On September 1st, a Florida woman is behind bars on a felony narcotics charge after she allegedly approached a cop and asked, "Can you arrest me? I have drugs on me," according to a court filing. Police were handling a call Tuesday outside a St. Petersburg bar when Chelsea Leahy, 30 years old, reportedly requested to be busted by a corporal with the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. Leahy, investigators say, removed two small baggies from her pockets and handed them to the cop, saying that they contained methamphetamine. A field test on the substance returned a positive result for meth. According to a criminal complaint, which notes that Leahy showed an indication of drug influence, shocking. Leahy was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, which is a felony, and cops say the meth weighed about 2 grams. She's being held in the county jail in lieu of a $750 bond. Her rap sheet also includes convictions for narcotics, possession, theft, tampering with a motor vehicle, forgery, and leaving the scene of an accident. So there you go. Well, you know, ask and you shall receive, I guess, huh? Wow. All right, let's see here. Let's see. We have another Florida woman story, and this comes from NBC News. Florida woman arrested for allegedly twerking on a teen at a Christian school prom. Oh, boy. Former teacher Julie Kinsey Hoover, who reported to be 39, was arrested earlier in the week and faces a new felony allegation of lewd conduct with a student. Florida woman was arrested on allegations that include lewd conduct with a student after a teenager alleged she rubbed against him at his prom when she was a teacher. Julie Kinsey Hoover was jailed based on an arrest warrant that alleges she was an authority figure who solicited or engaged in lewd conduct with a student or contributed to the delinquency of a minor who attended a private school in Perry where she was employed, authorities said. Jail records indicate that Hoover was booked and released on Tuesday. Her case included zero bond, according to those records. News reports including one published by NBC affiliate WFLA of Tampa, state that Hoover is 39 years old. She did not immediately respond to requests for comment made by phone and direct message. She was arrested Tuesday after an investigator spoke to an 18-year-old who said the suspect encouraged him to drink alcohol and rubbed her body against him lasciviously when he was 17-year-old at Point of Grace Christian School prom on April 8th. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office said in a statement, the former student informed the investigator that at the prom, Ms. Hoover pressured him to drink alcoholic beverages and multiple times put the straw from an alcoholic drink in his mouth, the office said. The unidentified student said she approached him on the dance floor multiple times and began twerking on him, which is rubbing her butt on him, the office said. Made him feel uncomfortable, and he left the floor each time. The sheriff's investigator, Brian Cruz, was investigating allegations of misconduct against Hoover when the teenager was interviewed, according to the statement. Cruz interviewed two witnesses who corroborated the teenager's story, the sheriff's office said. Hoover spent a night in jail in June after she was arrested by the sheriff's department based on a separate allegation of being an authority figure engaging in lewd conduct with a student. And the sheriff's office said the same investigator found that she solicited sex from a student via text messages. The school, which did not immediately respond to a request for comment, told local news outlet that Hoover is no longer employed at the K-12 Institute. There you go. All right. And let's see here. Well, this one isn't necessarily a Florida man or a Florida woman, but, you know, it's something else, and only in Florida would something like this happen, and I'm sure the good people of Florida are super excited, but this comes from Snopes.com. Florida highway covered in Coors Light beer after a semi crash. This was in Brooksville, Florida. Florida highway had to be temporarily closed after a semi-trailer carrying cases of Coors Light crashed and turned the roadway into a silver sea of beer cans. The multi-vehicle crash occurred shortly after 6 a.m. in the southbound lanes of the Interstate 75, about 30 miles north of Tampa. The highway patrol said in a news release, the pileup began when one semi-trailer clipped another while changing lanes. That forced other semis to brake, but one failed to stop and collided with a pickup truck and another one of the stopping semis. The semi that failed to stop was filled with cases of the Silver Bullet beer. Minor injuries were reported by the occupants of the pickup truck. The news release said the inside shoulder and traffic lanes were reopened by 8:30, blah, blah, blah. Man, I bet there was a lot of excited people. And I wonder what happens in a case like that. I wonder if the police have to come by and keep people from getting a bunch of free beer, because being in the Tampa area, that's where a lot of our stories come from. So I'm assuming that after this, I bet there's going to be some good stories next week that come from the night of the great Coors Light crash of 2022. So, all right. Well, that's all the time we got for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. We'll have we'll talk about week 3 of the NFL, maybe talk a little college football, and of course we'll wrap the week up with some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. So until tomorrow night, let's just play Gloria. More Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is the John Mason Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden was briefed on FEMA's response to Hurricane Fiona's aftermath in Puerto Rico on Thursday. The president announces an executive action he took to further help with the recovery.
At the governor's request, I immediately approved an expedited major disaster declaration to provide individual and public assistance to help people and communities recover from and this declaration is going to will get federal resources there quickly. And it's going to help people start rebuilding their lives.
The CEO of one of America's largest banks is warning of a possible recession. During testimony before a Democratic-led Senate committee, Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase says this is due to multiple factors. They include rising interest rates and all the government spending that took place within the last 2 years. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is continuing to bus illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities. At least 5 buses carrying illegal immigrants at the southern border arrived at the Port Authority bus terminal in New York City on Thursday. Commissioner of the Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs, Manuel Castro, confirms the city gets no information about the illegal immigrant buses coming from Texas.
Governor Abbott has made these bus companies sign non-disclosure agreements that do not allow them to coordinate with us, so we don't know when they'll be arriving, how many people are on board, or there are children or people with special needs that we need to assist.
Republican Governor Abbott quick to point out that the illegal immigrants show up on Texas's doorstep and arrive in Texas without them receiving notice as well. Wall Street closing lower on Thursday, the Dow losing 107 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit greenstockjournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, has released an agenda called Commitment to America that aims to fight inflation, secure the border, and protect unborn children. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn joins Fox News to weigh in on the Democrat strategy heading into the midterms, specifically abortion rights.
They will talk about what they think motivates their base, and then both sides will try to figure out how to expand that reach to independent voters, to suburban women who typically are very important.
InfoWars host Alex Jones testified on Thursday in a lawsuit against him for spreading conspiracy theories. An attorney for the families, Chris Maddie, asked Jones about a clip of him admitting to referring to the families as actors.
If someone were to falsely claim that a group of families who had lost loved ones were actors, and it's fate.
Overnight, a clear sky, tomorrow followed by sunshine, sunshine Saturday, Sunday too. Dry weather with no rain until we got to Sunday, where we may see a late day storm with an approaching front that finally brings in some relief. A little less hot beginning tomorrow. Overnight, clear skies. Tonight, the upper 70s, 90 tomorrow. Low 90s Saturday, low 90s Sunday. Possibly a hurricane or a tropical storm in the Gulf of Mexico midweek next week. No threats to any of the Gulf Coast states over the weekend.
Ralph Sanji, WGSO. It's the Bogalusa Blues and Heritage Festival. Music, fun, and food for the whole family. The 5K Saturday Run. Live music by the Chitlins, Big Al and the Heavyweights, Tully Bray, Kenny Neal, Ruthie Foster, Abita Blues Band, Laurie Marvin Band, Walter Wolfman Washington, and more. The Bogalusa Blues and Heritage Festival. Friday, Saturday, September 23rd, 24th. Cassidy Park, Bogalusa. Directions, tickets, and camping info, BogalusaBlues.com. BogalusaBlues.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
All right, people. I just got some... I was attacked... not in the conventional sense. I had some notices put on my vehicles that they were to be towed if they were not moved in 72 hours. Plenty of other people on the street parked their car for days and weeks until the street sweeping comes. And the lady across the street, she's been attacking me, anything minor, she calls the landlord and complains, even if I'm not to blame. She loves to complain to her landlord, who then complains to our landlord. It's a split property, and they, you know, have figured out some kind of magic. They can get you any which way to Sunday. I know it sounds ridiculous, but and it is. But they can torture you to death by putting out where you get harassed and harangued by under the rules. You know, the one thing that I found out that was interesting, it's Huntington Beach in California, and the tickets are serviced out of Newport Beach, which is a for all the financial gurus, Huntington Beach is an enclave amongst all of California. I go through there a lot. And it is a completely different world. I brought up on the show last time about the three largest shipping companies are pull it up really quick. I was going to share it's coming down. I mean, the end of September, Pope said to all of his cardinals and fathers and whatnot to get all their money in to the Vatican Bank by September 30th. And that means there's something coming, and I think it's nuclear war. Hopefully not. Hopefully Russia won't just fire a couple off, but it's understandable because America and the West, the Pope is not, they had 45, as many as 45 bio labs in the Ukraine that were destroyed, and they were funded by the U.S. The U.S. is a big push. We had the Germans in World War II who have stealthily worked their way in to the heights of society throughout all of California's now lost. It's a Democratic state. Most of the Democrats are gleefully cheering this on. They feel that they don't want to upset the apple cart. Put it simply, we elected somehow, or he fraudulently won the election, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was an Austrian citizen, who on the cover of Time magazine wore a death head belt buckle, his father's. It was an SS officer's belt buckle. His father was an SS officer. And he was on the cover of Time magazine with Michael Bloomberg, who was knighted by the Queen. And you can't tell me that being knighted by the Queen of England or the Crown, the Coast Guard, when it was started in 1915 in the middle of World War II, or in World War I, excuse me, that it, the commandant, the first commandant of the Coast Guard, was knighted by the King of England. And you see, basically the royals, the King of England, Charles III, has declared war on the world, where they, as royals, are on one side, and the rest of the world, who has little or nothing, is on the other side. And when you can be a 100 millionaire, you have nothing, because with what's coming and what's right around the corner, inflation will eat up any money that you have. $100 million goes a long way. But in our Civil War, and I'm saying that, Civil War had great practice with many of the things. Many of these things, this is, the royal families added again. They used Archie Morgan, or J.P. Morgan, getting ahead of myself. Archie Morgan is the heir apparent to J.P. Morgan. He's here in the United States. I came up against him as the afloat personnel manager, who invited the Coast Guard to bring me before a military tribunal. A military tribunal. The Coast Guard is in Homeland Security. There's 78 or more federal fusion centers in the United States. It is a standalone branch of military. It's not supposed to be a branch military. It's in the Department of Homeland Security, all separate and apart from all other branches.